are into fantasy football and you've been looking for a podcast that can take you to the next level, this is the Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. Now, here are your hosts, Josh Bendy and Trey Burris.
Welcome to the NFL.
Let's go!
Let's go!
Go!
Week 3, baby. Got some starts and sits for you coming up next.
Are you ready? Let's go!
We are back. Welcome back to the Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm Bandy. That's Trey. And the time is now, buddy. What's going on?
Yes, sir. Not much, man. Another week down. We got starts and sits coming at you every game, every player. We tell you who to put in and who to put out.
Yes, sir. Put them in, put them out. I like it, buddy. But before we get started, we've got to hear from our friends over at Manscaped.
That's right, guys. You know Manscaped, okay? You know, colder days are upon us, okay? You know, the beards are coming out. You want to get that nice beard to stay warm during the winter. Get you a Beard Hedger Pro because you don't want your beard to be scruffy and nasty looking. You want it to be nice and sharp and clean. Get you a Beard Hedger Pro to stay on top of your beard. All you have to do that is to go to manscaped.com. Use promo code SUPERFLEX20. You're going to get 20% off and free shipping worldwide. What more could you ask for?
Righty row, buddy. What more could you ask for? They've got great products over at Manscaped. I know you probably think they're super expensive, but they have got some very affordable men's hygiene stuff that can really help you out, make you smell good. Go to manscaped.com. Use code SUPERFLEX20. 20% off, free shipping. I love it.
I love it.
I love it. I love those guys over there. But we're here for a reason, buddy. Aren't we?
We are.
We are. We're here to do some starts and sits. We've got some questions popping in the comments. So let's just go ahead and get into some starts and sits. Yes, sir. Starts and sits. We got a question real quick before we get into the games, buddy. Adam Weber says, I want to start Otten over Henry. This big brain play or just stupid, Trey?
Yeah, man, you got to go with Henry. I mean, the dude was tight end one, followed by a tight end two. Otten, you know, I think he's finished like tight end 12 last week, but the week before that didn't do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And the Eagles, you know, is a strong defense. I think Henry is the way to go, man. I really do.
It has to be. I mean, Henry, first week he was tight end one. Second week, tight end two. You got to ride that train, baby. You got to ride that train. I'm with you, Trey. Go Henry for sure. Don't overthink this one for sure.
For sure.
And also, Adam's got another one. Also need to start two in a super flex. Hey, our specialty. Collins, McLaren, London, Algier.
Nico Collins off the top of my head for sure out of all those guys.
I love that he's being just thrown in these combos now, buddy. Just saying.
And then London's at the bottom for me. It's between McLaren and Algier. I like starting a running back in the flex, but I think McLaurin will probably have a better day than Algier. So I would go Collins and McLaurin, in my opinion.
I agree. Collins and McLaurin is definitely get you some scary Terry, get you some Nico. That would be my call too. So definitely. But let's get into the games. Let's start getting into the games. Starting first game of the day, we got the Falcons at the Lions.
Over under for this game is 47.5 points. Vegas has the Lions winning by 4, and it's crazy to say it, but I think the Falcons get the dub here, man. I think the Falcons are just going to apply enough pressure to the Lions that they're going to take away the win.
I mean, I can see it happening for sure, but I think I got to go with the Lions here. I mean, that Falcons run game is good. The Lions defense is average. So, I mean, the way they've been playing Bijan all over the place, it definitely scares me, but I just think that offense is going to step up. They do got a lot of questionables over there, but I got to take the Lions here, buddy.
I feel you. I just see the way Bijan is like sliding through the bread, you know, just like mustard.
Dirty, man. I drafted him a lot of places. I should have drafted him in more. No problem. I drafted him a lot of places and I'm like, oh, I don't know. Maybe what if it doesn't work out? You know, I better just play it safe and get a couple different guys in different spots. I should have just followed my gut and took Bijan all the way. But let's get into some Falcons starts here. Obviously, you're going to start Bijan. Bijan is the Falcons, as far as I'm concerned. I know we just talked about who to start, but I still like London as a start in this game because, like I said, the Lions' defense is rather average at times. And I'm sitting Kyle Pitts, and I think I'm sitting Tyler Allgeier, man. I mean, he put up a great week one. Okay, looked magical. Week two, not so much, man. I think they're really going to start leaning on Bijan more here. So that's why I'm going to sit Allgeier, buddy.
I like it. I like it a lot. I still don't know if I would start Drake London just because I know how much this team doesn't throw the ball. But I get if you're going to start a ball catcher on this team, it's Drake London for sure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. But let's get into some Lions starts here, buddy. You got to start Amon-Ra. I know he's questionable. I'm pretty sure he's going to play, but you got to start this guy up. I'm going to start Goff in this matchup because I like the matchup here with Goff. Josh Reynolds, I mean, until he gives me a reason not to start him, I got to, man. That connection between the two of them, I mean, maybe I like him in a flex start. You know what I mean? Yeah. Josh Reynolds in a flex, I don't hate it. Jahmyr Gibbs, you got to start him up. David Montgomery still injured. Is Montgomery going to play? They really don't know. I think Montgomery doesn't play, especially if he doesn't play. You're definitely starting up Gibbs. I mean, either way, you're starting up Gibbs. Don't get me wrong. And then I want to start Sam Laporta, the tight end. When it comes to the tight ends in starting them in fantasy, when I say a start, I mean 6 points could be a start. Just the way these guys are scoring.
Tight end 12.
You know exactly, what I mean? Exactly. That. So just bear in mind when I tell you to start a tight end. It probably means they're not going to do amazing either way.
For sure.
What do you think? You like all that?
I definitely do. Jahmyr Gibbs is going to be a boss in that game. And it's going to be the Gibbs-Bijan show. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's the two guys that everybody's been talking about coming head to head. And I think both of them are going to kill it. You know, I like to see who gets more fantasy points in that game. Who do you think gets more fantasy points in that game?
Bijan. It's got to be.
I'm going to go Gibbs.
Ooh, I like it. You want to put some money on it?
I don't.
Okay. Adam, by the way, says, thanks, guys. No problem, Adam. Anytime, buddy. You got a question, throw it in there. Guys, don't forget to hit the like button for us and subscribe to the channel if you are not already. We appreciate the love. Tommy popping in. FJB, baby. I like it.
What up, Tommy?
What's happening, my guy? What's happening? And here he comes. He got one for us, man. Full PPR, flex, Gabe Davis, Joshua Kelly, or Hollywood Brown?
You know, I might be crazy for this, but I'm going Joshua Kelly, baby.
Ooh, he doubled down in on the Joshua Kelly, huh?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I think Gabe Davis is the safe pick. But I really think Joshua Kelly has a bounce back week. I think it's a better matchup. I think he's going to run downhill this team. They're playing the Vikings. I just think Joshua Kelly is going to be good this week. And I think a lot of people are going to be leaving points on the bench because they're scared to start him.
Mm-hmm, for sure. Yeah, you're probably right, man. And Eckler has already been taken out. So I think I'll go with you, man, with the Joshua Kelly. I'm a ride with you, dog. But I agree with you when you say Gabe Davis is the safe bet there. We got not more coming in. Should I start Christian Kirk for Chase since Zay Jones is out?
Christian Kirk over Jamar Chase. That is a crazy statement, but just crazy enough that I think you should do it. I think that Christian Kirk has an amazing week, especially with Zay Jones out. I just really think that Christian Kirk's going to be a wide receiver one type player this week. I like Christian Kirk a lot. And Jamar Chase just hasn't been doing it. You know, we saw what Christian Kirk did last week, and the Bengals have just looked rough, man. Yeah. So I lean Kirk.
I agree. I agree. I'm going with Kirk. It's hard to have Chase sitting on your bench because you know this guy can just bust out at any time. But I like Christian Kirk. I like the matchup. And Burrow might play, might not. So
exactly.
Got to go Christian Kirk.
And it's a Monday night game. So, I mean, you know, you're banking on that. Just take it safe and go Christian Kirk. Either way, I think if Burrow plays, Kirk will put up more yard points than Chase.
I like it. I like it. Yo, man, Joe, what's happening, buddy? If Aaron Jones plays this week, do I start him or Javonte Williams?
If Aaron Jones plays this week, you start him over Javonte Williams.
Yes, sir. You start that man. If Aaron Jones is in, you start him. Javonte Williams hasn't done anything basically at all with 5-6 points, something like that. Nothing good. Nothing good. You got to start Aaron Jones for sure. And we got another one over on Twitch, man. We got a couple people watching us over on Twitch. I like that. I got offered Richardson, Burrow, Mostert, Kincaid, Evans for Allen and Kelsey. Oof, do I do it?
You know, man, the way I see it, you know, you got offered quarters for dollars, and I'm just going to keep my cash money. So I would keep the Allen and Kelsey there.
Yeah, I think I have to agree, buddy. I mean, you're right. That's a great, great way to put it, man. I'm going to stick with it as well. Tommy says, I wish Justin Fields would take advice from Bray Wyatt and run.
No doubt.
Who do I start at flex? Kirk, Flowers, Reynolds, and I have Waddle and Olave starting.
Christian Kirk, baby.
Yeah.
Line him up.
I mean, I like all the choices you got here. Zay Flowers been doing great. Joshua Reynolds been doing great. I think I got to stick with my man Kirk, though.
I do too.
I agree. But, hey, that's the Falcons. That's the Falcons and Lions. Let's move to the next game, buddy. We've got the Chargers at the Vikings, Trey.
Over-under for this game is 50 points. Vegas has the Chargers winning by a measly 1 point. And I think that the Vikings get the dub here. The Vikings are 0-2. I think they deserve a dub. I think they don't go 0-3. I think they pull off the victory here.
Okay, yeah. Well, you got the Vikings taking it?
That's two underdogs in a row. I might have to throw a parlay on this week.
Yeah, maybe, buddy. But I'm going Chargers in this game, man. I just think those guys are, you know, going to figure it out before the Vikings do. But the Vikings are fighting for pride. Definitely, man. It's really a rough start for the Vikings, but I'm going to go Chargers here. So I guess we'll see what happens.
But jumping into my Chargers starts, you're starting Justin Herbert. You're starting Keenan Allen. You're starting Mike Williams. And I think Joshua Kelly is a start, man. I know that he had a rough week last week, but I promise you that I think this week he's going to come out and really show people that they're going to leave a lot of points on the bench with him. I know it's scary. I know it's intense, but especially if you don't have a lot of other options, I think Joshua Kelly's the move. And I'm sitting Gerald Everett. He had 6 targets in the last 2 games. That's just not enough at tight end for me to throw him out there. And also Joshua Palmer.
Starting up Palmer. Is that what you said? No, or sitting? Oh, okay. Well, whoa. I like it though.
He also had 6 targets in the first 2 games total. Yeah. So
yeah, no, I like it, buddy. Yeah. Yeah. I'm with you on the Chargers.
Viking starts. I think you can start Kirk Cousins in a super flex league. Justin Jefferson, got to start him. Jordan Addison and KJ Jefferson have kind of had this weird thing where both of them are kind of being relevant, and I'm not sure who really is the number two guy. So there's going to be games where one of them is going to do better than the other one, a lot better sometimes. But, I mean, if you have either one of these guys, I think they're both flexible at this point.
Okay, yeah.
TJ Hockenson, obviously, you got to – I mean, this dude's a tight end one on the year so far, I think. You got to put him out there.
Hockenson is a beast, man. You got to start that guy. I like it. Got a couple more questions, buddy. Let's see, Dak or T-Law this week?
It's T-Law all day, in my opinion.
I agree. I agree. Yeah. Got to go T-Law. I have Davante Adams and Calvin Ridley. Should I trade one? And if so, which one? Because Jacoby Myers and Christian Kirk seems like they're taking away points from my guys.
Yeah, you know, if I was looking to trade somebody out of those two, it'd probably be Davante Adams. Oof. I like Calvin Ridley too much. And I know that the way that the Jags offense puts up points, that Calvin Ridley and Christian Kirk can both stay competitive in fantasy. But there are, you know, that first game where Jacoby Myers, before he got a concussion, it worried me how many targets he was taking away from Davante Adams. So I wouldn't be afraid to try to get a trade with that.
And he's back too. Exactly. So I'm ready. I'm starting Myers up for sure this week. So yeah, I agree, buddy. And Davante Adams would be great. People just hear the name and they're like, mm-hmm. what can I give you for him? You know? So
exactly.
I like that. And let's see, what's it? Leo Rama, says, do I start Cousins or Allen this week? Josh Allen is Josh Allen, but with the Chargers defense, I'm torn between them both.
Yeah, man, it's definitely a tough decision, but I think you got to go the safe route and go Josh Allen. I mean, you know, he had a rough week one, but week two he bounced back and showed you who he is. I think that continues this week.
Absolutely. Going Allen for sure. Derek over on YouTube, that's my guy right there. I'm sitting Josh Jacobs this week and starting Mostert. What do you think?
I think it's the right call. Josh Jacobs has not looked great at all this year, and Mostert has really been proven that that he can be the man until he gets hurt.
Why is it as soon as these guys get money, they're like, all right, I can chill now. You know what I mean? That seems to happen a lot, and I don't like it because I got some Josh Jacobs shares out there. You know what I mean?
For sure, for sure.
But I get it. I totally get it. And then Braves fan says, Hunter Henry or Pat Freiermuth?
Got to be Hunter Henry.
Got to be.
I dropped Pat Freiermuth for Zach Ertz this week, and if I had Hunter Henry, it wouldn't be a question.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Quick, I just want to throw back to the Vikings-Chargers games. Alexander Mattison and Cam Akers, obviously, are both on the same team now. I think that you start Alexander Mattison, and you don't worry about Cam Akers at all, at least this week for sure.
Absolutely. Leave them sitting there. I get it. Guys, don't forget to hit the like button for us and subscribe to the channel. And hey, if you're on Twitch, follow us, man. Follow us over here at Fourth and Flex, man. We're giving you the juice to help you dominate your leagues. And as you can see, we answer questions. So we'll get you there. We'll get you there.
For sure.
But let's move on to the next game, buddy. We have got the Saints at the Packers. That's an interesting one.
Over-under for this game is 43 points. Vegas has the Packers winning by 2. And this is a tough one for me, you know, just the way Jordan Love's been playing. But, you know, I got to go with my gut, and I got to say that the Packers win this one.
I like it. I like the Packers taking the dub there, buddy. I think the Saints just have a lot to figure out still. And they're slowly starting to do it. Once they hit their stride, though, they're going to be scary. The NFC South has really surprised people this year, man. So I'm agreeing with you, buddy. I'm taking the Packers. But let's go ahead and jump to some Saints starts here. I'm starting Derek Carr. I think I'm starting Tony Jones Jr. Because it's looking like Jamal Williams is not going to play. So I think Tony Jones Jr. is like going to be mainly the only guy they got. Kendra Miller, I think, is still hurt. So, I mean, it's going to be him and Taysom Hill.
That's right, baby.
Taking snaps as a running back. That's ridiculous, man. So I guess I'm starting Taysom Hill this week. Feels like a week two because Kamara comes back next week. So if there's ever a time to start Taysom Hill, the time is now. Trey.
I like it, man. I like it. I needed that.
And I'm starting. What'd you say?
I needed that.
Yeah. And I'm starting Michael Thomas. I'm starting Rashid Shaheed, but I'm not expecting a ton from Rashid Shaheed. But I am going to start him up. And of course, you're going to start Chris Olave, but I'm going to go ahead and sit Jawan Johnson. I mean, if you don't have much in the tight end area, I mean, he'll get you a little bit. I mean, they'll all get you a little bit, but he won't get no points. You know what I mean?
Taysom Hill's the better tight end on the team.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You agree, buddy?
Definitely, definitely.
Let's see here. Hey, free banking over on Twitch. You guys got a nice podcast. Keep up the good work, guys.
Let's go. Appreciate it.
Appreciate that, man. For real. Thank you. Thank you. And I'll get to these other start and sits questions in just a minute. After I go over the Packers starts for this game, if Aaron Jones plays, we've said it already, start this man because when he goes, he goes. Christian Watson, I think, is going to make his season debut, and I like him as a start, man. I think he's like, oh, I've already lost two games. I need to step up and do some stuff. You know what I mean? Jaden Reed, I like as a start in this game, man. Jaden Reed, I'm sitting Romeo Doubs, though, and I'm sitting A.J. Dillon. I mean, unless Aaron Jones is out, and then I feel like I could flex A.J. Dillon. What do you think?
I agree with that completely.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's going to be a good game, buddy. I'm excited about that one for sure. Let's get to a couple more questions here. So I got offered CeeDee Lamb and ETN for Davante Adams and Javonte Williams. Would this be good, Trey?
I feel like that's a snap take for me. I think that you win that. I think because CeeDee and Davante are almost even. If not, I kind of think that CeeDee's a little bit more higher than Davante.
I agree.
And ETN, I think, is better than Williams.
Yeah, I have to agree. I'm taking the CeeDee Lamb ETN for sure. Yeah. I like that a lot. Jay Jim, he's been on here before. I have Madison, Williams, Ford, and Mostert. I was thinking Mostert as a flex, but Williams and Madison are supposed to get more points. Supposed to get more points. He must be talking about projections there.
Yeah, man, I think you're right with Mostert. I think I would lean Mostert just because of the Madison and having Akers. I don't know what that's going to look like. I don't think Akers is going to take too much work from him, but Madison also has not looked that great. Mostert's look amazing, man, and I think you just put the best guy out there.
I like it. I like Mostert. Ford, though, huh? That's kind of hard not to start Ford, man, just knowing he's got the matchup.
I'll talk about that a little bit later when we come on that game.
Okay. We'll get there. But let's move to the next game, buddy. We've got the Texans at the Jaguars. Man, this game is always, when these two play each other, it always feels like it's some fantasy stuff coming on. You know what I mean?
For sure. Over-under for this game is 45.5 points. Vegas has the Jags winning by 7.5, and I like it.
Oh, okay. You got the Jags taking the dub. I also got the Jags taking the dub, but I don't think it's going to be as close. I mean, I think the Texans are going to put up a good fight is what I'm trying to say here. CJ Stroud and them are trying slowly but surely starting to figure things out, man. And I'm loving the way he's feeding them boys over there. You know what I mean? Looks like CJ Stroud could turn into the guy. I think he's got some work to do, obviously, but I'm liking what I'm seeing out of this kid.
Definitely. My starts for this team are Nico Collins, Robert Woods, and Tank Dell.
I
like them all as a start. The wide receivers have been getting the targets, getting the yards. I like it. But I'm actually sitting Damian Pierce. He has just not done enough for me. I need to keep him on my bench. I'm not dropping him, but I need to see him prove it. Because 6 points in back-to-back weeks is just not enough for me.
It's tough. As a Damian Pierce owner, I feel your pain, buddy.
And I'm also sitting Dalton Schultz, and I'm still sitting CJ Stroud for Superflex Leagues.
Dalton Schultz, I had such high hopes for this guy, man. I really think if you give him another couple of weeks, maybe not start him, you know, just give him a couple more weeks. I think Schultz, he figures it out, you know?
Yeah, it's just the hardest part is say he does have a week where he goes off. Is that consistent or is that just a spike week, you know?
Mm-hmm. No, I feel you.
But jumping to my Jag starts, Zay Jones is out. So Christian Kirk, dude's going to go crazy. Calvin Ridley, going to go crazy. Trevor Lawrence, going to go crazy. Evan Ingram, going to go crazy.
Oh.
Start all those dudes up and just sit the guys like Jamal Agnew and Tank Bigsby.
Mm-hmm. Hey, right here. Hey, what about Calvin in this game? Wide receiver one potential this week?
I think it's very possible. The only thing I worry about is that if the Jags just take the game away, ETN gets some runs here and there, and it just kind of comes down to a run the clock out kind of game, and then Calvin's not going to get near as much. You know, it's got to be almost competitive for a guy like Calvin to get wide receiver one numbers. So,
And Jay Jim said if the Texans had an O line, I think that team would be solid.
I agree.
Yeah, that's holding them back for sure. The Jaguars, you got some fantasy hopes coming from that game, huh, buddy?
Yeah, actually, I forgot to mention, but Christian Kirk is my start of the week.
Start of the week, Christian Kirk. I like it. We've been talking about some Christian Kirk. Hey, man, I was talking about Christian Kirk before it was cool, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've been blowing that horn all summer long. So remember that when dude blows up.
For sure.
But let's move on to the next game, buddy. We've got the Broncos at the Dolphins.
Over-under for this game is 47 points. Vegas has the Dolphins winning by 6.5. And I like the Dolphins to win this game. I don't know if it'll be by 6.5. I think the Broncos defense is going to keep it close, but I think the Dolphins pull off the victory.
I mean, it's hard not to think the Dolphins are going to win this game. Yeah, Tua owners, maybe week two didn't go as well as week one like you hoped. But I just think the Dolphins are – just too dynamite, dude. Too good. And I mean, it's sad, but the Broncos, I think they're going to need at least a year under the coaching of Sean Payton before they start making some noise, you know?
I agree.
Let's move to some Broncos starts. I'm a starting Russ, though. He has been fantasy relevant. So I like starting Russ in this game. And I like starting Cortland Sutton and Jerry Jeudy. I want to start Jerry Jeudy. I think if I don't start Jerry Jeudy, I think he's going to catch a long 60-yard pass. That's just the feeling I get. You know what I mean? And fantasy, man, you got to trust that feeling. So Jerry Jeudy, 60-yard bomb. Watch it happen. Sit Javonte. Sit Pirine. Sit Adam Troutman. I just like Russ and a couple receivers in this game, Trey.
Yeah, man, I agree. I definitely have to start Pirine in a couple leagues just because my options are limited, but I agree.
Yes, sir. Moving to some Dolphins starts here. Like I said, Tua, yeah, owners, you know, you were excited after week one. Week two, it was okay. They still won that game, but you got to start Tua, man. He's a premium quarterback option for sure this week. Of course, you're starting Tyreek. Of course, you're starting Waddle. Mostert, I love Mostert, man. I got that guy late in a lot. A lot of people were sleeping on this guy. You know, they didn't think that the Dolphins were going to run with him. But Mostert has been, cross your fingers here, staying healthy, which is rare for him, because when he was on the Niners, this guy was not healthy very often. But start up Mostert with confidence, Trey.
I like it.
Sit Smythe, sit River Craycraft. However, keep an eye on this guy. Put him on your watch list. River Craycraft, man. If Waddle goes down or Tyreek goes down, I think Craycraft really makes some moves on this team, buddy.
I can dig it.
Yeah, yes, sir. Yeah, Broncos, Dolphins, another banger. Let's move to the next one, buddy, where we've got the Titans at the Browns.
Yes, sir. Over-under for this game is 42 points. Vegas has I don't have it listed who wins this, but it's a 4.5 spread. I'm going to go ahead and go with the Browns. I would think the Vegas would pick the Browns to win this game.
You think? From what I've seen from Deshaun Watson, man, I just have no faith left in this guy. I got to go Titans.
Have the Titans to win. I just assume, because I always pick against the grain. I don't know for sure, but I do have the Titans. Yes, JGM said Browns are listed. That's what I was thinking. But I do have the Titans winning this game.
Absolutely. I got the Titans taking the dub as well, buddy.
But jumping into my Titan starts, Derrick Henry off the injury report. That toe is no mo, so put him in the start.
That toe is no mo, baby.
DeAndre Hopkins is questionable. If he plays, you start him. If he doesn't, you don't. Hmm. That's the way I look at it. And I do think that Treylon Burks and Westbrook Akine will both be flex worthy this week.
I like the Burks. Westbrook Akine, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. I can see it.
But I'm sitting Chigo, and I'm also sitting Ryan Tannehill. I know he had a great game last week, but I need him to prove it a little bit more for me before I start putting him out there.
Absolutely. He's probably hanging out on the waiver anyways, Trey. But in them deep leagues, I get it. I get it.
But jumping to my Brown starts, it's a short list. It's Amari Cooper. And I don't want to start anybody else on this team.
I don't blame you. What about
Sean Watson, Elijah Moore, Donovan Peoples-Jones, Njoku, Kareem Hunt, I'm not going to start. And Jerome Ford, I'm worried about starting, man, because this Titans offense or this Titans defense is going to put a lot of work on running backs. I mean, they've shown that they're really good at it. And obviously, you know, if you don't have any other options in a couple leagues, you know, I'm trying to decide between Jerome Ford and Tony Jones Jr. And it's a toss up. But, you know, in my opinion, I think Tony Jones Jr. has a better matchup.
Exactly.
You know, it's very matchup dependent. And Jerome Ford may come out and go off. But I mean, if you have any better options, I would pivot.
Yeah. Okay. I like it. I mean, I didn't get any shares of Ford. I probably bid on him in five leagues, didn't even get a drop of them. Somebody threw $225 of their fab. I think their fab is like 400. Mm-hmm. Just bam on Ford. And you're saying don't even start him.
Well, that's the thing. You know, a lot of these people out here that threw a lot of their fab at him, they're going to start him. And I understand it completely. I'm just limit your expectations, because I don't think he's going to put up Chubb numbers in this game at all.
Yikes, yikes, yikes. JGM says that could be before Nick Chubb got his leg removed from the earth.
Right.
Yeah, that was brutal. Brutal. But let's go to the next game, buddy. We've got the Bills at the Commanders, Trey.
Over-under for this game is 46.5 points. Vegas has the Bills winning by 6.5, and I like it. I think that the Bills take the dub here. I think, you know, maybe not 6.5. You know, I don't know, because the Commanders, I feel like I'd go back and forth on whether they're good or bad. I really can't tell, but I know the Bills are good, and I would take the Bills in this game.
You're not wrong, buddy. I do the same. Go back on whether or not I feel like they're good or not. I guess it depends on the matchup. I'm also taking the Bills in this game. How could you not? How could you not? But Bill starts here. I'm starting Joshie Allen. That's for sure. Starting this guy up. James Cook is looking ridiculous. I love it. I'm glad to see him getting some work and being relevant. Maybe he could whisper in his brother's ear and make things happen over there, but we won't get into that right now. I'm starting Gabe Davis, man. My guy is starting to hit. And I love it. Took him a little bit, but he's getting there. I'm going to start Diggs. I mean, I don't really want to, but how do you not when you drafted him as high as you did? If Diggs is healthy, you start this guy. And Dawson Knox, maybe in a pinch, if you ain't got no other options, I don't hate throwing him in there. But I'm sitting Damian Harris. I'm sitting Latavius Murray. Even though I know Latavius Murray had an all right game last week, I'm still going to sit this guy.
Yeah, man. You know, James Cook, you know, in the preseason when it came out that he was going to be the guy and they were okay with him being a three down back, I started reaching for him in every draft I was in. I mean, two rounds sometimes on James Cook. And I'm glad I did because this dude has been a monster.
He's been great. He's been awesome, man. And I got to say, in the back of my mind, I was like, you know, I really thought he was going to boom last year. He didn't. I'm scared that's going to happen this year. But I got him in a bunch of leagues too, buddy. I'm happy I did. Happy I did. I see your question down there in the comments. Let me get into the Commander starts first. Let's start Sam Howell up in this game. I know it's a little bit of a rough defense, but guys can make points on these guys. Start Scary Terry. You know, he's been having a lot of slower starts, but once he gets there, by the end of the game, he always gets you at least decent points. So I like Scary Terry as a start. Brian Robinson has really surprised me, bro. I'm starting Brian Robinson for sure. Jahan Dotson is another one that surprised me, and I'm sitting him. I got to sit Jahan Dotson until he gives me a reason not to. Curtis Samuel, another one you got to sit. Sit Antonio Gibson as well. Keep an eye on John Bates, the tight end over there, only because Sam Howell loves his tight end. We saw Logan Thomas do great last week, but that guy's legs, hamstrings can only handle so much, apparently.
One game is what it can handle.
Yeah, so just keep an eye on John Bates. He might be a sneaky start in this game that nobody saw coming.
Heard that.
What do you think? Sounds good?
Yeah, sounds good.
Okay, Big Trev got a question over on YouTube. Let's see. Pick two, one flex, one wide receiver, full PPR. We got T. Higgins, Rashad White, Joshua Kelly, Amari Cooper. Thank you.
Yeah, so your wide receiver is going to be T. Higgins easily out of all these guys. And
I know where you're going
to go. You know where I'm going to go, man. I got to. You got to flex Joshua Kelly, man. Joshua Kelly, I really think, you know, his ceiling is so much higher than Rashad White and Amari Cooper's ceiling, I think. And obviously his floor is lower, but I'm here to win games. I'm not here to coast by and almost win.
I'm with you. I'm with you, buddy. This is Joshua Kelly's last chance, though. Exactly. I'll tell you that.
Exactly. Because and it might be, you know, I feel like Austin Eckler will be back next week anyway. So
yeah, definitely. Definitely. But I'm giving him one more shot. But yeah, that is the Bills at the Commanders. Let's move to the next one, buddy. We're flying through these bad boys. We've got the Colts at the Ravens, Trey.
Over under for this game is 44.5 points. Vegas has the Ravens winning by 7.5. I don't think the Ravens can beat anyone in the league by 7.5. So I think this would be a closer game. I do think the Ravens get the dub, but I just don't see them taking off that far.
Okay. I got you. I mean, I think I got to take the Ravens here. Anthony Richardson, is he going to play? I don't know. Probably not. So who's going to be QB over there? Do we know?
Yeah, we do, baby. It's Gardner Minshew.
And
I like him a lot, and I can't wait to watch him play, but he is on my sit list.
Okay.
I'm not ready to start him. You know, I need to see at least one game.
Well, we know when he came in for that one game for the Eagles, he tore it up. So
that's true, but this is a different team, different coaching staff, all these different things. I mean, if you just have nobody else to put out there and you're trying to decide between, I mean, I'd probably start him over Ryan Tannehill.
Okay, yeah, I like that.
Take a risk. I like risk. I'd probably start him over Josh Dobbs, even though Josh Dobbs went off.
Okay.
But, you know, there's not a lot of other people I would start him over. But anyway, jumping to my starts for the Colts. Zach Moss, got to put this dude in. I mean, 98% of the snaps. I mean, running back, it's his backfield, and he owns it. Put him out there. Michael Pittman, I think you can put him out there with Gardner Minshew behind center. And also Kylan Granson, the tight end, I think you can put him out there because Gardner Minshew does like the tight end spot. But I'm going to go ahead and sit. Again, Minshew, Alec Pierce, and Josh Downs.
Okay, I like it. I like it. JJM says, I believe the Ravens winning by 20+. Totally not because Lamar is my QB, though.
Yeah, I mean, if I had Lamar as a QB, I'd hope for the exact same thing.
I've got him in one league, so I'm with you, buddy. Bring it on. Let's get it, Lamar. Let's get it.
But jumping to my Ravens starts, Lamar Jackson, got to start this man up. And Gus Edwards, if you got Gus Edwards and you don't know, Justice Hill is out of this game. The Ravens literally have nothing left at running back. Put Gus Edwards out there. I think he's going to get so much work this week. Got to start Zay Flowers. Got to start Mark Andrews. And Nelson Agholor, I think, is a sneaky start with Odell out of this game. He did pretty good last week, and I think he continues it with Odell out.
Seems like all the guys that we thought hey, they could get injured is actually happening. J.K. Dobbins didn't make it two games. Odell's hammies are acting up. It's scary, bro. A lot of injuries.
And I'm still sitting Bateman until he proves otherwise.
Absolutely. I am with you. But yeah, that's the Colts. That's the Ravens. We got a question on YouTube from Chris Lude. Hello. I have to play two of these guys, Judy, Kirk, and Nico. Who would you sit in thanks? I already know.
Sit to Judy, baby.
Sit that Judy. I mean, you got to go Kirk. You got to go Nico.
And if you're starting Kirk and Nico, you're winning this week, big dog.
Bro, I mean, these are my guys right here. Kirk or Nico? I love that question. I love it. But let's keep it rolling. Hey, if you guys are watching us on YouTube, please don't forget to hit that like button. Subscribe right here. Throw the notification bell on so you can get fantasy advice anytime you need it, man. We are making stuff happen over here. Let's go to the next game, though, buddy. We've got the Patriots at the Jets, Trey.
Over-under for this game is 41 points. Vegas has the Patriots winning by one. You know, if Aaron Rodgers was behind center, I would be thinking different, but I think the Patriots get the dub here.
Yeah, I got to go Patriots. I mean, they finally get them a win this year, I guess, and take it against the Jets. Yeah, I mean, that defense isn't even really stepping up like it was last year. It's not terrible, don't get me wrong, but they're just not doing the magic that we saw last year. So I think I got to take the Patriots here too, buddy.
I just know Belichick, and I know Zach Wilson, and I know that you know, he falls into traps easily, and Belichick loves to build traps. So that's where I feel on that.
I got it. Let's get to the Patriots starts, though, buddy. Got to start old Ramondre Stevenson up. Hunter Henry, the tight end 1 and 2 in the last 2 weeks. I grabbed this guy up on waivers, bro, and I love me some Hunter Henry, man. The touchdown machine from a few years ago, Hunter Henry stepping up, becoming Mac Jones's guy out there. So you got to start him up. And you know what? I like flexing Devontae Parker in this matchup, man. You know that he played 100% of the snaps, right? Devontae Parker always on the field when the offense is on the field. Start this guy. Flex this guy. Flex this guy. I mean, let me just take a step back there. You know what I mean? but what do you think?
I like it.
He likes it. Let's go to the Jets starts. Or should I say the Jet start? Garrett Wilson. I got to keep starting this guy.
Yeah, man. I agree completely.
I mean, I'm nervous.
I feel like I would start Dalvin Cook.
I would start Breece Hall maybe.
Yeah, and I know both of them had – I mean, neither one of them put up a full point last week, but I just think that was – you know, the week before that, they both went off. So, I mean, you got a 50-50 shot, and I'd take it. I just worry about Breece Hall's injuries and things like that. I know that he is more explosive, but I know the team is worried about protecting Breece Hall a lot more than they are Dalvin Cook. And so if anybody's getting volume in this game, I think it's Dalvin.
Okay. My worry is that, you know, Breece at least knows the playbook and everything a lot more. Dalvin's still getting used to everything. I think Breece, if I had to choose one, I would choose Breece because I've got Dalvin Cook as a sit this week. Also star sitting Conklin and Alan Lazard. I had such high hopes for Alan Lazard. I think when a little time goes by, I like to think that Lazard starts to figure it out, though, you know.
Yeah, man, I think the biggest thing is there's just so many injuries at running back right now. I mean, people are fighting over Matt Breida, Jerome Ford, and Tony Jones Jr., you know what I mean? Like these guys we didn't even talk about in the preseason. So when you're fighting over guys like that, Dalvin sounds like a great start, and so does Breece Hall.
Yeah, exactly. Derek says, Jacoby Myers, boom or bust. I like him. Like starting me some Jacoby, man. I think boom this week. What do you think?
Definitely. I think Jacoby Myers is a boom for show.
Mm-hmm. And Jay Jim says, I drafted the Garrett Wilson in the second round. At least he has got 2 touchdowns so far.
Hey, you know, Zach Wilson can score touchdowns somewhere.
Yeah. I mean, and that was a pretty one, that one he caught in the end zone.
For sure.
But let's keep it moving. Move it on to the next game, buddy. We have got the Panthers at the Seahawks, Trey.
Over-under for this game is 43 points. Vegas has the Seahawks winning by 4.5. I like the Seahawks to get the dub here. I think it's going to be a really great game to watch. I'm really excited for this game more than a lot of the other games this week. But I think the Seahawks end up pulling off the dub.
Well, I have got to take the Seahawks as well in this game, buddy. The Panthers, I just, like you've called it before, Frankenstein team. Now they've added a redheaded Frankenstein and Andy Dalton, the Red Rifle. I got to take the Seahawks. They've just got it more figured out over there, Trey.
I agree. Talking about starts for the Panthers, Adam Thielen got so many targets last week that I've got to start him. Hayden Hurst, I think, is startable again this week with Andy Dalton behind center. And Miles Sanders, you got to start this dude up. But I am going to go ahead and sit Andy Dalton, you know, outside of a crazy deep super flex league. Mm-hmm. And I'm sitting DJ Chark and Jonathan Mingo as well.
Yeah, Thielen, man. It seemed like every time he looked up, dude, he's throwing the ball to Thielen, man. And I was feeling it. You know what I'm saying?
For sure. And I think the Andy Dalton's targets are going to be just a little bit better for Thielen.
He's got good accuracy. He gets a lot of crap, but his accuracy is pretty good. So, you know, don't quite sleep on Andy Dalton, I guess.
But jumping to my Seahawks starts, Geno Smith, baby, start him up in single quarterback, super flex. It don't matter. Put this dude in. I've got him going against Bandy this week in our Battle of the Sexes League. It's going to be great. Start up some Tyler Lockett. DK Metcalf is questionable with ribs, but he did have a full practice today, so start him up if he's playing. And Kenneth Walker, also start that dude up.
So we starting Lockett then?
Oh, yeah, we starting Lockett.
Okay, all right, bring it on, Lockett. Come on back. Come on home, baby. I like it.
And I'm sitting Noah Fant and Smith and Jigba as long as DK Metcalf is in the game.
Absolutely. I like it a lot. Let's go to the next game, Trey. We've got the Bears at the Chiefs, Trey.
Over under for this game is 47.5 points. Vegas has the Chiefs winning by a large amount, 13.
I mean, yeah, I as much as I want the Bears to win, I got to take the Chiefs here. Yeah, but I don't Chiefs think it's as up. Large as they're saying in Vegas, Trey.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. The Chiefs haven't looked the best, but the Chiefs are the Chiefs, and the Chiefs get dubs. But 13, it does feel a little large to me. I think if I was a betting man, I would take the Bears within 13. But, yeah, the Chiefs definitely win this game. Money line for the Chiefs all day.
Okay. Well, let's get in some Bears starts then. Let's go ahead and start Justin Fields, who is my flex. Or my start of the week, Justin Fields. Got to throw this guy up. Look, he's playing the Chiefs. It's like a team playing Alabama. You know what I mean? They're giving it their all, and when they beat them, they feel like they won the Super Bowl here. So I think Justin Fields, he said last week he was feeling robotic. He was trying to do what everybody else wanted him to do. Now it's time for him to do what he wants to do, and I think you can start this guy up with confidence this week. Also, start Khalil Herbert. Start DJ Moore. And maybe flex Roschon. I think Roschon is going to – he's slowly hitting his stride, and Roschon, I think, is going to emerge. Because Khalil Herbert has been known to get little nicks and scrapes here and there. And as soon as that happened, I think Roschon goes straight to the top. You're going to be glad you got this guy because the waiver wire is going to blow.
For sure.
Also sit Darnell Mooney, sit Cole Kmet, sit Chase Claypool, Trey.
I like it a lot.
Yes. Let's go to the Chiefs starts here. Start Mahomes, duh. Start Kelsey, duh. Start Jerick McKinnon this week, Trey. I like it. Pacheco's not feeling good. He's nicked up. So throw Jerick McKinnon there. I've been looking up and seeing Mahomes panic a little bit. And when he panics, you know who he throws it to, right?
Yes, sir.
His guy McKinnon there. So go ahead and start McKinnon up. I like Rashee Rice as a start also this week. I know week one was amazing. Week two, not so much. But I think week three, Rashee Rice does good. Sit Kadarius Toney if he plays. That's another one we were talking about earlier with the injuries. Sit that guy. And sit Sky Moore. I don't trust Sky Moore. I mean, you never know what he's going to do. Boom, bust, do great, not be great. Sit Sky Moore. Just play it safe, buddy.
I agree. I got a start and sit question for you.
Uh-oh.
Jerick McKinnon or Tony Jones Jr.?
I got to go Tony Jones Jr. here. Only because he's going to get the bulk of the work. McKinnon, he might get the bulk of the work, but he's PPR guy, you know?
Unless Taysom Hill gets the bulk of the work.
I don't know. I think Taysom Hill is kind of he's like break glass in case of emergency type thing. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, it's an emergency. They're down two running backs.
They're going to be ready for old Kamara to come back. That's for sure.
sure.
That's for sure. Yeah. But yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one. And JGM says they just need Fields to run 200 yards per game.
I just need Fields to run for 200 yards per game.
Same, bro. Same. I'm down. But yeah, Bears at Chiefs. That's going to be a banger. Also, next game coming up on the slate, Steelers at the Raiders, Trey.
You skipped.
Who does skip? Cowboys at the Cardinals, Trey.
Over-under for this game is 44 points. Vegas has the Cowboys winning by 12 and a half. Not quite 13, but I think the Cowboys have a better chance of winning by 13 than the Chiefs do this week. I think the Cowboys easily take the dub against the Cardinals. I feel like the Cowboys have had pretty easy matchups. I know their defense has been killing it, but their matchups haven't been the hardest either. So
okay. Yeah, I've got to take the Cowboys here, man. I think the Cardinals want to lose the game. So I'm going to go Cowboys here as well, buddy.
But jumping to my Cowboys starts. It's Tony Pollard, CeeDee Lamb, and Jake Ferguson. You know, as a tight end, you can throw him out there if you don't have many other options. But I'm going to go ahead and sit Dak. I don't think that he puts up enough offense in this game to matter for fantasy. I mean, obviously, if you don't have a lot of options, you know, don't start nobody crazy over him. But I would try to pivot the best I can. And then Brandon Cooks and Michael Gallup are also sits for me.
Okay. Yeah. No, it sucks, man. I really thought Brandon Cooks was going to hit his stride here with the Cowboys, but it's just not seeming to happen here. But I like everything else.
Their defense is too good.
Yeah. No, you're right.
Not enough offensive plays to go around.
You're right, buddy. You're right. That defense is ridiculous.
Now, they did lose Diggs, so that can have a factor. I want to know how much of a factor. I actually have a weird feeling and think that they're going to have a better defense now.
I don't think losing Diggs is going to be too bad, you know, for that.
I think it's going to be better because I think Diggs focuses on interceptions more than he does covering. Yep. And if they can get a guy in there that's just worried about covering, they can shut him down even more.
You're right. He wants to grab that ball out of midair and be the hero. You're right. I love me some Trayvon Diggs. Don't get me wrong, but I agree with you there.
Real quick, I just want to talk about it. I don't know if you saw George Kittle last night playing DB. I mean, he was on the offense, but the ball just went out of, you know, it was almost intercepted, and George Kittle read up. Instead of trying to catch it, he just swatted it, and he did the seatbelt.
Yeah, dude. Kittle's a beast, bro. Cool. I love Kittle, man.
He put up a lot of points. I started him. but anyway, let's jump to our Cardinals starts. James Conner normally is the only guy on our Cardinals start, but I'm going to throw Zach Ertz out there.
I
mean, 18 targets in 2 weeks. I think if anybody catches the ball in this game against the Cowboys, it's going to be Zach Ertz. A little short routes here and there. Yep. But for a PPR standpoint, I think Zach Ertz does something.
It makes sense. Josh Dobbs looking for somebody. Hey, there's a blonde guy right there. Bam, hit Zach Ertz right there. I like it.
But I'm sitting everybody else, Josh Dobbs, Hollywood Brown, Michael Wilson, Rondell Moore, all these guys.
He's just too scary. It's too scary to start these guys. I'm with you. Definitely. Let's see. JGM says, did you also play paper, rock, scissors with Kittle last night?
I sure did not, but I love me some Kittle, and I love when he plays paper, rock, scissors.
Heck yeah. Now let's move on to the next game, and it definitely is this time the Steelers at the Raiders, Trey.
Yes, sir. Sunday night football over-under for this game is 44.5 points. They got the Steelers winning by one. I think, in my opinion, this is the worst Sunday night football so far of the year. it's just not an exciting game for me. But if I had to pick one, I'd have to say the Raiders, man.
Ooh, okay. Yeah, the Steelers offense just is not getting it together. I'm really thinking, hey, maybe we throw Mitchell Trubisky in the fire and see what he can do, because Pickett is just not doing it, man. It's just, I mean, he doesn't have a lot of weapons. I get it, but it's just not looking good, buddy. Not looking good. But real quick, guys, if you are watching on YouTube, please don't forget to hit that like button for us. It means the world to us. Throw your questions down in the comments. Also, we got a little time here to answer a couple questions you got, starts and sits. Throw them in there. Hit the subscribe button for us. Show us some love over here.
Do it.
But let's get to some Steelers starts, Trey. Let's see. Let's go with the Steelers. I've got to start George Pickens. Najee Harris, flex Jalen Warren. I'm going to start Najee. I know it's scary. Okay, I get it. But I feel like, you know, The Raiders can be scored on. So that's matchup based. Start Najee. I like it. Flex Jalen Warren, because when this guy gets the ball in his hands, he does magic. So just flex this guy. You know, nothing too crazy. And I like Freiermuth as a start here because I think they're just going to get scared and throw him the ball.
I feel you.
Sit Pickett. Sit Allen Robinson. And, geez, that wide receiver room is trash, man. but yeah, what do you think?
I like it. I like it a lot.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Moving on to the Raiders. Start Josh Jacobs. I know, but you got to. You have to, right?
I mean, if you got a better option, you know, but more than likely, you probably.
I'm starting Josh Jacobs. I mean, I'm just ready for him to hit his stride. It could be in this game against the Steelers, even though that defense is looking pretty darn good. I'm going to start Josh Jacobs up. Start Devontae, but I really, really like Jacoby Myers. I mean, basically unknown, not being talked about at all during the offseason. Came in week one, just balled out. Balled so hard, his head hurts now.
Yeah.
Concussion protocol, he balled so hard.
Especially for PPR, I think Jacoby Myers is going to put up more points than Devontae Adams in PPR formats.
Exactly. Touchdown. Exactly. And then Superflex. You could start Jimmy, I guess, if you had to. No other choice. I'd start him over Ryan Tannehill.
Yeah. It's sad that that's our go-to, but I like it.
Right. Steelers at the Raiders. I think that'll be a pretty good game, too.
It'll be a good game. It's just not one I'm excited about.
Sure. Chris says, would you guys play Pickens over Lockett?
That's a big negative. I would play Tyler Lockett over George Pickens any day of the week.
Oof. I don't know, buddy. I mean, Pickens is like basically the only wide receiver that he has over there. Lockett, there's a trio. I might start Pickett over Lockett just because, I don't know, Lockett, he had a decent game last week, but week one, he put up not a goose egg, but he didn't do very well, I'll tell you that. And Pickens got a 70-yard, even in that crappy game, 70-yard touchdown. So,
I mean, I guess it really depends on what my lineup looks like, but Lockett is the safe pick here. Pickens obviously could have a better game, but Pickens could have a way worse game than Lockett.
For sure.
And I think I like depending on who I'm playing, I like to keep my safe guys in there. I like to mix it up. A couple safe guys, a couple guys that could go crazy, and Lockett's my safe pick.
Absolutely. I get it. I feel Lockett is safer, the safer pick of it, but I would just feel really bad if I got Pickett on the bench and he's going off.
I feel you.
But let's move on to the next game, Trey, and it is our Manscaped Game of the Week. Yes, sir, we've got the Eagles at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Trey.
For sure. This game a lot more exciting than Sunday Night Football. Over-under for this game is 45.5 points. And the spread here, Vegas has the Eagles winning by 6.5. I know we're going to defer on this because I'm taking the Eagles, and I know you're taking the Bucs.
Well, I got to take the Bucs, bro, because Baker Mayfield is the truth. I mean, I hope. I mean, so far, so good. You know what I mean? He's looking good, man. Mike Evans is just starting to be a must. Must start with Baker in there. They've got chemistry going on. My concern is the Eagles handling time of possession. That's my concern because the Bucs, we can seem to we'll put some great drives together, but every once in a while we stall out. But when we hit. We just need to not let them control it, taking the Bucs, by the way.
Yeah, man, I get it. I get it completely. But let's go ahead and talk about some starts for the Eagles side of the ball. I've got Jalen Hurts as a start every week. A.J. Brown, got to start him up. I know he didn't have the greatest week last week, but you start this dude up. Dallas Goedert, I think, is startable. And Devonta Smith has a hamstring and thigh, like a couple of different injuries going on. He was limited at practice, but this is a Monday night game. Just be prepared to pivot. If you don't have a pivot option, I'll go ahead and pivot. It sounds like he's still going to be kind of like a game time decision. And on a Monday night game, if you don't have an option, you got to find something else before.
Absolutely. Yeah, I agree, buddy.
But if Devontae Smith doesn't play, Olamide Zaccheaus is going to fill in that role. And I think you could put him in there if you didn't have any other options.
Olamide who?
Olamide Zaccheaus, baby.
I just wanted to hear you say it again.
And then DeAndre Swift, I went back and forth on this. And I know he had an amazing week, but Gainwell is back, and that scares me to death. I think you still start this dude up, and I wouldn't go ahead and start Gainwell. I'm just banking on the fact that the Eagles are smart and saw what they have in Swift, and they keep running with it. But I know the Eagles, and sometimes they just like to mix it up, and Gainwell will get more snaps. But I think you have to start Swift, because if you leave that many points on the bench, you're going to hate yourself.
Yeah, I'm starting Swift up in a couple leagues. I like Swift as a start. The Bucs defense is scary. I mean, I'm going to be watching that game like, yes, yes, no, no. You know what I mean? It's one of them.
No doubt, no doubt. But jumping to my Bucs starts, Baker Mayfield, you could start him up in Superflex leagues. I like it a lot. Mike Evans, as Bandy said, is a must start. Chris Godwin, I think, is flexible. I mean, 10 points back-to-back week one and two is not bad for a flex spot. Rashad White, I think you can go ahead and start this dude up this week. I know it's not looked pretty, but I think that this week he's worth a start with all the running backs that are out. And Cade Otton, I have him as a sit, but he was a tight end 12 last week. So if you don't have too many other options, I wouldn't be mad at you if you jump to Otton, but I'm going to go ahead and sit Palmer.
I agree. Trey Palmer, I think, is somebody to keep an eye on, though. I've got him in a dynasty league, just sitting in that taxi squad, just waiting for this guy to boom. I really think that, you know, Trey Palmer, he manages, he's not getting as many snaps as I'd like him to get, but, you know, I really think the speedy wide receiver is helping in the slot. So I like it, Trey. I like it. JGM says the game day decisions are so sketchy when it comes to Monday night, Trey.
Yeah, it helps that we have two Monday night games this week and last week. It gives you a little bit more options to pivot to, but it is sketchy, man. It's scary. It's hard. I mean, even having, you know, a Thursday night game, like I had a situation where I needed to start Matt Breida, where if I didn't, I had to pivot, and the person I'm pivoting it to is Tony Jones Jr., and then I'm like, well, if Jamal comes back, then I'm out there. So it's hard to make these kind of decisions with the Thursday and Monday night games, but the best way to do it is just go with your gut. Most of the time it's going to work out. And when it doesn't, you just got to keep on trucking and keep on pushing for the next dub.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I agree. That's going to be a really good game, buddy. I'm super excited about that. Sure. But we got a question real quick, Trey, before we move on to the last game. Setter says Swift, Ridley, or Puka at the flex this week.
I mean, it's gotta be Puka Nacua, right?
He's gotta be.
It's gotta be the target machine.
I mean, dude, yeah, breaking records in his first two games. I feel like you got to go Puka here, man.
Yeah, and I love Ridley and I love Swift, but I got to go Puka.
Yeah, exactly. That's a tough one. But yeah, let's go to the last game, Trey. We've got the Rams at the Bengals for a Monday doubleheader. That's going to be dynamite.
Over-under for this game is 46.5 points. Vegas has the Bengals winning by 6.5. Give me the Rams.
Oh yeah. Okay. I want to take the Bengals. I really do. My heart is saying take the Bengals, but I guess I got to go Rams here. I mean, will Burrow play? Who knows? I guess I got to go Rams here, but I'm not happy about it. But let's go to some starts for the Rams here. Matthew Stafford, start him up. Puka Nacua, start him up as well. Kyren Williams, RB1 on the Rams, dude. And I like it. Start him up. And I think you could start Tyler Higbee up here. I like him as a start too. But I don't like Tutu Atwell. I'm sitting Tutu Atwell this week. And I'm sitting Van Jefferson because this guy cannot seem to hold on to the ball, man. They're throwing him darts and he's just dropping them. So sit Van Jefferson. What do you think?
Yeah, I love that in the preseason they said if Cooper Kupp can't go, Van Jefferson will be the wide receiver one. And he's like the three without Cooper Kupp.
Yeah, no doubt. But let's move to the Bengals here, man. Like I said, is Burrow going to play? I think so. He was at practice in pads, but I don't know if that means he was just standing around watching or if he was doing stuff. I mean, it's scary re-aggravating that calf injury. Sorry. But if he does play, I'm starting him. And it's scary. And why is it scary? Burrow should be a throw him in there, he's going to get it done type of quarterback.
For sure.
Chase, not happy about it, but I guess I'm going to start this guy up. Higgins, I am happy about Higgins, though. I'd start this guy up no matter who's throwing him the ball. I love me some Higgins. Mixon, I think if Burrow doesn't play, they're going to really try to focus on the run game here. Mm-hmm. So if that happens, you definitely start Mixon up. And I'm sitting Tyler Boyd, and I'm sitting Irv Smith Jr.
Yeah, man. I just want to say for those of y'all that have Burrow and you're wondering, you know, what am I going to do? This is a Monday night game. Who do I start? I'm going to bet in most of those leagues that you have Burrow, Baker Mayfield's on the waiver wire. Add him to your bench because you'll find out before the game starts, and it's a worth swap to me. I think that even if Burrow plays, there's a potential Baker Mayfield puts up more points.
God, never thought, I didn't think we'd be saying that 2 months ago. Definitely not. But yeah. Chris Lude says, in Dynasty, I have Puka on all three teams. Would you consider trading high?
Yeah, man, I've been thinking about this a lot, actually, because when Cooper Kupp comes back, it's obviously going to take away targets from Puka. The problem is when Cooper Kupp's coming back, because IR doesn't mean 4 weeks. It means a minimum of 4 weeks. Mm-hmm. He could be out longer. He could be out the whole season, and we just don't know it yet. So it's scary to get rid of Puka, but, you know, if you can really get a big trade out of it, a lot of people, I'm seeing some big trades for Puka. So if you can get a trade to make it worth your while, especially in Dynasty, might be worth a shot.
For sure, for sure. Yeah.
But don't get rid of all three shares. Keep a couple shares just in case.
Hold on, baby. Hold on to a little bit. And Chris also says, good show, guys. Good show.
Appreciate it, man.
Hey, we appreciate it too, guys. If you're on YouTube, hit the like button for us. Subscribe. I've told you already, but please don't forget to do that. Hey, all the people on Twitch that came over, man, appreciate the love, man. Follow us over on Twitch. We would appreciate it so, so much. Real quick, I'm trying to get us out of here. But J Jim says, I would love if Puka becomes wide receiver one and Kupp becomes two, but I doubt it.
Oof. I doubt it as well.
Oof. That's a way to end the show right there, baby. Guys, don't forget that we are on Patreon. You can go to patreon.com/fourthandflex. We're going to help you with your team, man. We'll get you in a group chat with us, get you on the Discord. We are going to help you make executive decisions all day long.
Get you some free merch. Jump in there.
That's right, baby, because we got merch. We got all kinds of stuff over here, man. Grab you a hat. Grab you a shirt. Grab you something. Look good, baby. Look good. But that is it. Trey, final thoughts. Week 3 ahead. What do you think, buddy?
It's going to be an exciting weekend. Please, if you are a running back one starting for your team in the NFL, stay healthy out there.
No kidding, bro, because it's a little rough, but it's a little rough out there. But thank you so much for watching, and we shall see the on the next one.
Peace out, Girl Scout.
You've been listening to the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast.
And here we go, here we go.
If you love anything and everything pro football, then you've found your new home. We hope you've enjoyed the show. We know we had a blast. Make sure to like, rate, and review. And we'll be back soon. But in the meantime, questions and comments at fourthandflex@gmail.com. Find us on Instagram at fourthandflex and on Twitter at fourthandflexpod. See you next time on the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast.